Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for the column this week is Pope Rats for 2019, First Week. And Jim begins with a special note. The Pope Rats series started the week of 27 July 2015. It has proved immensely popular. Last year, after the August Corruption Month, or Pope Rats series, was complete, we compiled the first 4 years into a book form. It is available on Amazon.com. Just put Pope Rats in the Amazon search bar to find and order a copy for yourself. From here on out, Foz the Rat will be writing for the month of August, just like he has for the last 4 years, while I take a break. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. I decided not to go to the convention this year. I'm getting older, and the trip is becoming more of a burden than in years gone by. Anyway, there seems to be enough problems around here at my home mill, and the big ones just a few twinkles to make my head explode. Plenty of material to tell you big things. Not so long ago, I was in the place the big things call the administration building. I heard there was going to be some important big things from far away showing up to see some, as they like to call it, presentations. When I hear about these, I like to go, for they bring in delicious things to eat that are not normally found at our mill. Enough falls off the table to feed all the rats on the property. In this particular case, we had to call in rats from the surrounding fields. Several of us had gotten there early on this particular day. We wanted to be in a good place when the eats fell off the table. We were hiding behind a tall cylinder where they put the waste food. This is a good place to be, for some of the big things are sloppy and dump it right on the floor in front of us. We were quietly behind one of these cylinders when the big things came into the room. "How was your trip, Dr. Wisdom?" one of the local big things asked another as they came into the room. "Just fine, considering I had to fly commercial," was the reply. There was some small talk as other big things came into the room. All the big things in the room at this time seemed to be older, not as bright, fresh, and crisp as other big things are. We did not have long to wait, though, as younger big things joined those in the room. A local senior big thing, one I saw regularly in the mill, brought the room to attention as all the big things sat down. Addressing Dr. Wisdom, the big thing said, "We have some projects to go over with you, but before we do, we thought we would have Bill No More give a little presentation. He went to the same graduate school you attended." Bill No More nervously came to the front of the room. He was young for a big thing. Dr. Wisdom said, "Well, we both went to a great school. What did you learn there?" No More brightly said, "Dr. Wisdom, your reputation is known far and wide, so I decided to take your dissertation and review it, seeing if there was any novel work yet to be expanded on from it." Dr. Wisdom puffed up and smiled, "Glad to see you found a solid piece of work for a foundation." "Well, that is not exactly the way it turned out," No More began. "As I looked at your calculations for pulp density, I think you missed a potential phase change that could occur in most cases, given the conditions you described. Essentially, under the conditions you laid out, you were boiling some of the water out of the slurry. I confirmed this by duplicating your conditions in the lab. Don't worry, though. I went back to the basics, and it all works out now, except the savings you were projecting with your method were reduced by half." Dr. Wisdom glowered at Bill No More. He stood up, motioned to the leader of the meeting, and they left the room. They were gone a long time. Everyone was sitting, looking around, and nervously talking. After a while, the leader came to the door and motioned to Bill No More. Bill got up and left the room. He never came back. We literally saw Bill No More. Later, we heard Dr. Wisdom ordered the mill to fire him. For the day, the meeting was over. Lots of food was left. I sent the younger rats to tell all the others in the mill and local fields that we had a feast. We ate the rest of the day and into the night. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is simply Pulp Rats 2019 Second Week. First, a disclaimer: any resemblance here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. Foss the Rat continues. A couple of weeks ago, I scurried over to one side of our mill where the big thing seemed to be installing some new machinery. For this work, they have two gates in the fence line of the facility, one for union workers and one for non-union workers. As a rat, I don't understand this distinction, but quite frankly, there are many things the big things do that I don't understand. It happened to be payday. This seems to be a day when the big things that work receive some sort of compensation for the work they have done. I don't know why, but I crawled up on top of the pay shack on the union side of the offices. I peeked over the edge. The union big things were getting their paychecks, whatever that means. As two male big things walked away, one happened to look at the paycheck of the other. "Hey," he said, "yours is only half as big as mine. You worked a full week just like I did. Why is that?" The other one hung his head. In broken English, he said, "I don't have documentation. They tell me I will be kicked out of the union and thrown off the site unless I accept half pay." "Something is wrong here," the first one said. Looking frightened, the second one remarked, "Please don't say anything. I am trying to save enough money to send for my wife and children. I need this job." "Don't worry, I won't turn you in. But how do you live and save any money on half a paycheck?" "My brother and I live in this old car he bought. We eat at 7-Eleven. We can save quite a bit of money this way. I have already made two payments to the Coyotes, and they say with one more they will bring me my wife and children." First one responded, "I feel sorry for you, man. I hope it all works out." And Jim Thompson is speaking now. 2 weeks ago, we had a rebuttal column concerning global warming or climate change. In that column, correspondent John Fitzgerald asked for your responses to the following survey: human-driven climate change, also known as anthropogenic global warming. The scale is 1, highly skeptical, 2, somewhat skeptical, 3, uncertain, 4, somewhat believe, 5, strongly believe. I expressed my doubts as to the accuracy of such a volunteer survey. I think I have been proven correct. To date, we have received only 2 responses, and both were 5, strongly believe. I expressed my doubts as to the accuracy of such a volunteer survey. I think I have been proven correct. To date, we have received only 2 responses, and both were 5, strongly believe. If you want to add your response, please send it to me. Otherwise, the proponents of anthropogenic global warming can rightly say 100% of the respondents to this survey strongly believe in this, which is as bogus as the survey, about 97% of all scientists believe in global warming, and neither is a statistically correct survey. My interpretation would be a little different. We have heard from a couple of respondents who are highly interested in the topic. Others could not care less. Nevertheless, if you feel inclined to comment, please do so. All knowledge is helpful. Thank you. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is Pulp Rats 2019, Third Week. Foss in the Supply Room. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. Foss the Pulp Rat speaks. In our mill, all the workers wear uniforms and have badges. That's a picture of themselves on a piece of plastic with their name on it. I found one of these one day and tried to eat it. Not very good, and it gave me a tremendous stomachache. Anyway, there is this large room where parts and supplies are kept. Most of the time, an employee is stationed at the door, and this employee retrieves materials for other employees that ask for them. This employee usually eats lunch there, so the place is guarded all the time. This happens on all three shifts. These employees are usually male. On second shift, a female big thing started coming around and talking to this employee. She was not an employee, or at least I don't think so. She did not have one of the badges. She wore a uniform, but it seemed to be from somewhere else. I watched for a couple of weeks. She would always appear about the same time each evening, about the time the twinkles come out. She got very friendly with the big thing that was the employee at the door. She would come in and tease him about his lunch, what was in it, how awful it tasted, and so forth. One day she came in and told him, "I have a better lunch for you. Come with me." The employee resisted and said he should stay and eat his own lunch. This went on for several days. Finally, the employee decided to leave with her, but before he left he said, "But there will be no one to guard the storeroom." She said, "Don't worry about that. You can lock it and post your cell phone number here in case anyone needs to call you for parts." They left. In a few short twinkles, two male big things showed up in the same uniforms as the female big thing. "I don't know how Susan got that key made, but it sure is helpful, isn't it?" "Yeah, but be careful. Stand aside while I spray this camera with black paint." Second big thing reached up with a shiny silver object that squirted a spray over the camera. They went straight for something called hydraulic fittings. These are the most expensive items in here, and they may not be missed for months, the first big thing said to the second. Yeah, these idiots do a very sloppy job of inventory. They may never figure out they are missing. They worked and worked. Besides the hydraulic fittings, whatever those are, they found some other small things they thought were valuable. After a while, the second big thing said to the first, "We better get out of here. They'll be back soon." They left, and sure enough, the employee and the female big thing came back shortly. The employee said, "That was sure some fine barbecue. We'll have to do that again sometime." "Yeah, sweetie," the female big thing said, "let's do that." Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. Sierra Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is Pulp Rats 2019, Fourth Week, Foss Commutes. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. Foss the Pulp Rat speaks. One of the nice things as a rat is that you don't have a time clock and you are accountable to no one. This allows you to wander around, basically pursuing sources of food or rats of the opposite sex. Kind of carefree, you might say. I noticed that in the administration building there was a secretarial pool. That's what the big things called it. It was a group of big things that prepared paperwork for the entire mill. There were no administrative assistants anywhere else. And Jim inserts a note here. This was back in the days before the internet and personal computers. Foss speaks again. There was a lead person in the group, and she was responsible for taking care of the admin tasks for the whole mill. She would assign each task to big things in her group. By and by, the engineering department, which was physically a long way from the administration building, was assigned a very large project. They needed some administrative and clerical help at their location for the duration of the project. The lead of the administration group decided her young niece, just out of school, would be a good fit for this assignment. Now, about the same time, I noticed this administrative group got all the good food. Meetings would be held in the administration building, and leftover food would be scarfed up by the big things in the pool. I noticed that they started taking some home with them, maybe a pie, a cake, or some sandwiches. One day, when no one was noticing, I jumped in the admin leader's BTI, and Jim inserts another note here. You may remember from early episodes, this is what the rats called cars, trucks, and so forth. She seemed always to take the most food, and I thought she might leave some crumbs in the BTI that I could eat. No one noticed me. So at the end of the day, There was the admin leader, her male partner, who also worked at the mill, and her niece, who rode with them to work. I got so I made this trip often, for they were all very sloppy and left food around in the BTI. I would just wait in the BTI in the dark, and sure enough, the next light, we would go back to the mill. I got in the habit of doing this. The BTI would be parked at the house of the admin leader and her male, and we would go in the morning and pick up the niece. It was a routine. Then one morning the male came by himself. I think the admin leader must have been sick. Let me tell you, she was soon going to be a lot sicker. The male picked up the niece and headed to work. They sat really close together. I mean, as a rat, we trade partners all the time, but I thought the big things usually stayed with one partner. This was ridiculous. This must have happened more than once when I was not around, for the next thing you know, the admin leader is gone, and now I'm just riding back and forth to mill with the male and the niece, who don't bother to live in separate houses any longer. Don't know what happened to the admin leader. Looks like her good deed was poorly repaid. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.